Let me do some events and activities that we have for you this morning. There's some stuff going on. We got word that at the Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge, this weekend is open house. This is the weekend where visitors can explore traditionally closed areas of the refuge. It's a chance for hunters that use this weekend as a scouting weekend. And it's an opportunity to explore off trails that are open to all visitors and accessing the refuge at any access point, including the hunter parking lots. So take advantage of the Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge and its open house weekend. There will be some restrictions coming up in the very near future, by the way, when it comes to some of the trails and such, because soon with hunting season that'll be getting underway, there'll be those closures you'll have to know about. We have another one of the Friday food truck opportunities for you to enjoy in a couple of ways. First of all, at Morley Plaza in downtown Saginaw. In fact, this is the final downtown food truck event, the Food Truck Dinner Dash. We can head to Morley Plaza between 4 and 7 today and get your takeout dinner and enjoy it. And you do so and do that between, again, 4 and 7. Also, this is the final date for the mum sale to support the holidays in the heart of the city. And those mums can be purchased from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the SVRC loading dock in the downtown Saginaw Farmers Market. So get that earlier today, and then 4 till 7, enjoy the Food Truck Dinner Dash at Morley Plaza. Speaking of the food trucks, at the River Place Shops in Frankenmuth, once again, it's a chance to enjoy from noon until 8 p.m. the food trucks that are on hand, set up in the parking lot in the east portion of the River Place Shops. Noon till 8, going on today and tomorrow, each Friday and Saturday through October 10th. In Frankenmuth for that food truck opportunity. We also have going on the Who's Bad event at the Dow Event Center. And this is a special ticketed event at 8 o'clock, the Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience. This is Saturday, the 26th, tomorrow, to find out more about Who's Bad, the Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience, by going to DowEventCenter.com. That's DowEventCenter.com. You can still participate in the North Central Area Credit Union Superhero September fundraiser, making donations at the Standish location, or participating in the virtual online 5K fun run and helping out the CAN Council, which is the beneficiary of the Superhero September going on with the North Central Area Credit Union, ncacu.org to find out more, ncacu.org to find out more. Today, from 1 till 2 o'clock, it's a special, by request we're told, weekday tour of the Hell's Half Mile Walking Tour in Bay City with Sam Fitzpatrick, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under, though you should note that the tour will include historical references that contain graphic violence and adult subject matter. So keep that in mind if you're taking a youngster along. But the tour is going to leave from the museum lobby. It's limited to the first 50 persons. You need a mask, please. Everyone needs to social distance. But it's a special weekday tour for Hell's Half Mile in Bay City. This is, of course, a chance to find out more about when the lumberjacks in the late 1800s at the end of the season would collect their pay and head for the six-block strip along Bay City's waterfront for all the gambling and raucous saloons, brothels, and more called Hell's Half Mile. We have going on something special this weekend at Williams Township Park tomorrow. Williams Township Park is going to be hosting Rockets in the Park. It's going to be adult-supervised, but you're asked to bring your child or children and bring rockets and have them launched. There'll be a launch pad. You need to bring your own rocket and engine, but from it'll be for ages starting at 7, age of 7. In fact, it'll be broken down ages 7 to 11. We'll start at 6 p.m., and then after that, 12 and older can be part of the launch for Rockets in the Park, Williams Township Park, and that's going on Saturday starting at 6 p.m. There'll be some prizes and awards given out, too, is associated with that event. And a reminder that coming up on Thursday, do I have that right? The first day of October? Yes, Thursday. There'll be a special wine tasting event at the Anderson in Richmond Center from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. Price is $25, which includes some sampling of the wines that will be on display and available with wine provided by Alperman's Cork and Ale. That's Thursday at the Anderson Richmond Center from 5:30 till 8:30 p.m. And, of course, mind all the social distancing necessary for masks being worn, unless, of course, you're sampling the wine. Just a few events and some activities that are going on, and we have it for you here on WSGW on your Morning Team show.